Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first, because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We come on this morning, Father God, confessing every sin of omission and commission. We come on this morning to say thank you that we can come, that you have beckoned us to come. You are glad to see us when we come. And Father God, we are glad to come. And we bless you and we say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have made, one more day that you have created, one more day. This is your day. You made this day. This is your creation, Father. And we say thank you for including us in the equation, including us in the scope of your kingdom, including us, Father. And Father, we thank you for the purpose that you have included us. And we are no longer evading that purpose, but we are embracing the purpose. And we say thank you for a brand new day. Thank you, Father. We love you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Oh, God, you're awesome, 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 wonderful, 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 wonderful counselor. Father God, as we rise and shine this morning, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, that he has devised to come up against our families, our destinies. Father, and we say thank you for covering us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us from all evil. God, we thank you for your goodness to us. You are a very good Father, and we appreciate you. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for our global audience. We thank you for the ministry partners. We thank you for the longevity of this ministry. The fact that we're even able to maintain our position, Father, and where you have set us. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for the stretch. Thank you, Father, that we can be steadfast and unmovable. And always abounding in the work of the Lord. And as much as we know that our labor is not in vain. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We pray for our global audience around the globe. Father God, we don't have a clue who these individuals are, but you know. Some of them may have been with us for the last 13 years. We don't know, Father, but you know. And we thank you for them. And so, Father God, send your word and heal them wherever healing needs to take place. And we say thank you because you always come with the blessing. You are the blessing, Father. Oh, Father God, and your blessings make rich, and you add no sorrow to it. So we say hallelujah to your name, to your holy name, to your righteous name, to your glorious name, to your victorious name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, with Jesus Christ as King, Lord. Amen, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. We are falling in love with Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the person of Jesus. Every day becomes more profound. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We say good morning to each and every one of you out there in radio, internet land. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We pray that everybody is doing well today. We pray for our ministry partners. We care about you. Amen. And we pray for you every day. Glory be to God. We pray not just me as the apostle, but the ministry prays for you. We're always lifting up the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom ministry partners. So if you partner with us, we're partnering with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we have to, amen, go into the definition of what is a partner. Amen. But you know what a partner is, and we'll talk about that later. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. So, beloved, amen, in our Christian walk, sometimes the reason that prayer is so important is sometimes you come and walk into situations and moments that you're really not sure what to do. You're really not sure what to do. Amen. And that's just life. That's life, that's life, that's life. That's life without God, and that's life with God. No one knows the future. No one, no one knows. So if the unsaved don't know what to do, if the saved folks don't know what to do, the unsaved folks don't know what to do. So we want to thank God for today. Amen. Today is our Praise Wednesday. And the person that was asked to come and share their beautiful testimony with us today did not confirm. I was sort of looking for the break myself. I was sort of looking for the break. Amen. Especially when you come and minister every morning, you don't realize how much it takes out of you. For me, I know with me, I don't come half-stepping. I don't care if I don't have anybody here. There is always somebody here, because there's people out there in other parts of the world that's listening. So I never know who's listening. But I really come, and just because someone does not financially support this ministry or what, I don't hold back. I don't hold back because you never gave the ministry a dollar. I don't hold back because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I really come and I give all I got. That's just the type of person I am. I'm the type of minister that I would preach if it's a room, if we was having church service And I look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday, Lord's willing. Amen. I look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday. If you can make it out. It'd be good to see everybody. Glory be to God. If there's only two people in the room, I would preach the same way to those two people that I would preach if it was a room with 2,000. If it was a room with 20,000. I don't hold back. I give everything I have. So when I look forward, then I do it 7 days a week, other than, you know, what we're scheduling now, bringing the other ministers in, thank God. Amen. The month of September, Lord's willing, I flow with the Holy Ghost. I can't even say that. I flow with the Holy Ghost. So, beloved, so I say that to say, so when I was looking forward to the person sharing their testimony. It was going to take us a different way. It was going to give me an opportunity to sort of, you know, lay back, charge up, amen, and come back and finish the week. Amen. I haven't heard, and I pray that she is okay. But my point is this. So you wake up, okay, you're prepared to take it another way. You're not going to have to minister this morning. Amen. And then you find out you do have to minister. So, beloved, amen, there are times when we just don't know. So what do you do in situations like that? This is why it's important to have a prayer life. Because God is a very present help. This is why it is important to have a relationship and fellowship with God, because he's your father and you can have a conversation with him. Father God, I don't know what happened to so-and-so, 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 but Father God, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? Your prayer life is your life source. And without it, beloved, we don't have anything. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we are really praying that you have gotten the message over these last few weeks of the importance of prayer, the essence of prayer, the value of prayer, the worth of prayer. And we can keep going on. Glory be to God. And this is why Jesus said we ought to pray and keep on praying and pray without ceasing. In the book of Mark, chapter number 16, verse number 1. And it reads like this. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. For this, our praise Wednesday. Amen. Because we refuse to be defeated. We refuse to be defeated. Let me say this. That's a mindset that you have as a born-again believer. You refuse to be defeated. If something don't go right, you just turn left. But glory be to God. If it don't turn left, if it don't come left, you just turn right. We refuse to be defeated. In our scripture today, glory be to God, beloved, we see where Jesus, glory be to God, the women. Now, this is the women. Now, wait a minute. Somebody needs to hear this today. You know, would you believe that there's still a lot of controversy about women preachers? Whole bunch of controversy. The one little scripture, okay, that they don't exegete, don't do their research. They don't find out why Paul told the women to shut up, amen, in church, running their mouths, talking over their husbands and stuff. Okay, they don't do the research in that. So, beloved, let me tell you something. If we're going to stay stuck on an issue, you can find a scripture to back you up. I don't care what you want to do. Guess what? The LBQG community, they got a scripture. They done went in the Bible and found a scripture. Everybody, you know, you can find a scripture to live for the devil. The Mormons got a scripture. They got a scripture, amen, that they're using to say Jesus and Satan are brothers. I mean, look. Okay? That's why the Bible says line upon line, precept upon precept. Study to show yourself approved unto God. You can't take one scripture and run with it. Jesus said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. See, glory be to God. So they found this one little scripture, and even in today's time, okay, we have women bishops, apostles, pastors. I mean, women are like, really like, whew, this is our time. This is our time. This has always been our time. Acts Eve, God chose a woman to send his son in the earth. Glory be to God. So here we see in the scripture this morning, coming to the tomb of Jesus. Now, thank God for the men. Now, God loved them. God made the man first. God loved everybody. The men wasn't there that day. All right? That's all I'm going to say on that. They weren't there that day. But the Marys was in the house. You had Mary Magdalene. You had Mary, the mother James. And you had Salome. Early in the morning before the sun came up. The men was probably still sleeping. You know, the scripture says, amen, a little wine for the belly. Amen, and whatever they wasn't there. The women. Somebody say thank God for the women. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, when they saw, amen, the young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, they were alarmed. And what did he say to them? He said, do not be afraid. You seek Jesus. You seek Jesus. Anybody seeking Jesus this morning? You seek Jesus who was crucified. He is risen. He is risen. He's not here. This is the place where they laid him. Okay, the Muslims say that they came and stole the body of Jesus. That's why when they came back, they couldn't find Jesus. Jesus didn't rise. They stole Jesus and all this rhetoric, okay? We're going to hear this until Jesus comes, beloved, so get used to it. But this is what I want you to look at this morning on our Praise Wednesday. It says, but go. Somebody say, I'm on my way. Somebody say, I'm on my way. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said unto you. Go, go, go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell. Beloved, amen. As Christians, we have an obligation to testify. Amen. Here Jesus sent the woman, amen. The first evangelist in the Bible was Mary, was a woman, a female. Glory be to God. It don't make a difference if you're male or female. Don't make a difference if you're black or white. Amen. Rich or poor, live in the hood or live in the suburbs. Amen. As born again believers, we have a responsibility to go and tell. Glory be to God. We have to open our mouths. What's the purpose of praying? What's the purpose of praying for the lost if we're not going to open our mouth and tell? What's the purpose of praying for your neighbors? What's the purpose of praying on this situation if you're not going to go and tell them, glory be to God, that Jesus is alive, Jesus is risen, Jesus, glory be to God, will fix it. Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God, go and tell, go and tell, go and tell, hallelujah, glory be to God, go and tell. Beloved, when's the last time you told somebody? When's the last time we go out, we sit in the doctor's office, we sit in these shared rides, and you know what I mean? And we're around people, and everybody, the first thing you people want to say, they want to talk about the weather. Well, that's a good conversation opener. They want to talk about how hot it is. And want to talk about the crime, who got killed last night. Well, we're concerned about all that. We're not saying that these conversations aren't necessary, beloved, commonplace. But when's the last time we did something uncommon? When's the last time we said something? When's the last time we stepped out of our comfort zone to change the conversation and go and tell? Somebody needs to know. We never know what somebody is going through. We never know. Somebody needs to know that Jesus is alive. Somebody needs to know that Jesus is here right now. Somebody needs to know that when you call upon the name of the Lord, you get an answer. Somebody needs to know that Jesus can step right now into your situation. Somebody just got a doctor's report that it don't look good. Go home and prepare for your funeral. Somebody just got notice, amen, that the check you got on yesterday is the last check you're going to get. Somebody got notice, glory be to God, that the spouse wants a divorce. The business is going bankrupt. The children are lost. Glory be to God. People are hurting. People have smiles on their faces, but they're hurting. They're trying to smile, but they're crushed. They're afraid. They're afraid. Schools, look, the first day of school in Ohio, and a little baby, amen, when the bus flipped over, little baby dies. On the first day of school, my goodness gracious, we can't even get started here. 27 children injured, one baby died on the first day of school. And you gonna tell me that somebody don't need to know about Jesus? Families are hurting. They're still crushed over here in Texas from the school shootout last year. Go and tell. Beloved, when you get finished praying, you got to open your mouth. And you got to ask the Holy Spirit, amen, to anoint you with wisdom, to anoint you with love and anoint you with kindness. And you got to open your mouth and find a way to let somebody know that Jesus is the answer. I know you're looking for the answer in White House. That ain't working. Amen. There's a group of them going down to Fulton County, amen, to check in. Amen. Glory be to God by Friday and get fingerprinted and booked. No, the answer's not in the politics. I know some people have been disappointed in the church. Glory be to God. And all the cliques going on in these churches and the leaders acting crazy. And glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. The answer's not in the church. The answer is in Jesus. Jesus didn't say the church was the way. Jesus said, I am the way. He is the answer. Beloved, God is counting on you. We can't just sit back and wait for the pastor to show up. The pastor got stuff to do. The pastor's in this part of the vineyard. God has sent you in that part of the vineyard. We all have a part. He said, go and tell. Go and tell. And beloved, for us, amen, to just, amen, focus on prayer, which is very essential. It's our number one priority, but it does not stop there. When the prayer is over, we got to do like Jesus did. He went out into the vineyard. The harvest is plentiful. The labor's a few. He went out to where the people was. Jesus was always mingling with sinners. Glory be to God. Why? He was a friend to the sinners. Why? Because to influence them. The scripture says this, beloved. Let me give you one more scripture here. Da da ba kum ba 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 kandiriam ba 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 ba. I believe and write the scripture down. Ah, ba da ba kum ba 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 ba. Eh, ba da ba kum ba 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 ba. Eh, ba da Romans chapter number 1, verse number 16. It reads like this, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. Let me read that one more time. Just in case, maybe this is your first time hearing this particular scripture. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. What is it all about, beloved? If we're not focusing on salvation, if we're not focusing on our own salvation and the salvation of those who are lost, what's the point? Matter of fact, let's go one step deeper. Why the heck you even praying? We talking about prayer power. You might as well shut it down. What's the point? What's the point in praying? No, Jesus didn't die. Come here, beloved, and die on the cross just to give us a Rolex watch. and put us in big, pretty houses. He had to do all that because there's a mansion on the other side waiting for us. Jesus didn't come here for that. Jesus came here to save the lost. That was his mission, and it ought to be ours, to save the lost at any cost. If we're not concerned about lost souls, why are you praying? The scripture says, but I am not ashamed of the gospel. And beloved, if we really tell the truth, now, this is one where you got to judge yourself. This is one where you got to judge yourself and really look deep and tell the truth. And the majority of so-called Christians are ashamed. Come on up here. Give a testimony for the Lord. I ain't got nothing to say. No. Come over here and tell them, my man, about, you know, the promotion you got. Tell them about, you know, your new house. Okay, all right, I'll come up. Yeah, y'all, yeah, I got my new house. I live over here, amen, on Blue Burby Street. Yeah, let me tell you about this. Yeah, 5,000 square feet. Talking can't shut you up. But you ain't had nothing to say for Jesus. You ain't had nothing to say for Jesus. Lord want to send you in a room, amen, full of non-believers, people of different religions. Go in there and tell them Jesus is Lord. Oh, I can't do that. They're going to think I'm crazy. No, I can't do that. See? Go in there and tell them, amen, and start talking about all the people that got killed last night. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Hey, y'all. See? Now, anything to sidetrack. Anything to sidetrack, you know, we act like we're coming in Jesus' name, but we refuse to mention his name. We refuse to mention his name because the truth of the matter is we really are ashamed. We don't want nobody to know, amen, we living for Jesus. If you ashamed to mention his name, the truth of the matter is you're not. The angel told the women to go tell. To go tell. Your life should be an open book. Your life should be a testimony, not just on Praise Wednesday here, where we hear, beloved, amen, glory be to God, but every day. Anybody got anything to say for Jesus yet? Hey, I got something to say. And it is not always a big time miraculous testimonies. Every morning you wake up, it's a big time miraculous testimony. Every morning, try missing one. Do you want to know how many times your look? I'm wrapping up. I don't know myself. All right, let me see. Let me ask Google. I'm gonna ask Google a question right here. How many times does the average heart pump in 24 hours? 100,000 times. Between now and tomorrow morning, if you live, your heart has pumped not 1,000 times, not 10,000 times, but 100,000 times. And you're going to tell me you ain't got nothing to thank God for? You don't have nothing to praise God for? You don't have is that not reason enough, amen, to go and let, amen, the world know that they need to be, amen, focusing on the giver of life? Let your heart skip one beat. I know some people right now in rehab because their heart skipped one beat. One beat gave them a stroke. If your heart skips one beat, you definitely had a stroke. And they've been in rehab for years. I don't even think they're coming out unless God do something. Beloved, there's work to be done. They don't let you in the houses. They don't let you in the hospitals and the nursing homes. Amen. As much as do you really have to have your credentials? Amen. Glory be to God. So I made sure that all of our ministers here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry had their license. Amen. So they can go in and go into the nursing homes. Glory be to God for loving. But you ain't got to go into the nursing homes, the hospitals, amen, and the jailhouses. Glory be to God. You can go right there to the street corner. Well, I'm scared because if I tell them something about Jesus, they might shoot me. Well, you're going to die anyway. You're going to die anyway. So you might as well die doing something for Christ. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love mind. What did he say here in our scripture today? Glory be to God. He says, go tell his disciples. Glory be to God. And it says here that they were afraid. The women was afraid. Sure, they was afraid. There's going to be times when we're afraid. But what do? I'm going to tell you like I heard Joyce Meyer say it one day. She said, do it afraid. You scared? Do it scared. Just do it. Beloved, we ought to always be ready, amen, to give a word for Jesus. Because this is who we represent. We should always, people ain't going to love. People going to always disagree with you. They're going to always have something to say about it. They ain't going to like you anyhow. Glory be to God. They're going to always have something to say. Yep. And to God be praised. I remember when I was younger and I had to repent. I had to repent because they asked me to do a prayer once. And it was a room full of people in a whole different religion persuasion. And I got up to say the prayer, but at the end of the prayer, I didn't say in Jesus' name. I didn't say in Jesus' name. And I had to ask God to forgive me. I had to ask God to forgive me. Because why? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Go and tell. Go and tell. Amen. Go and tell. Hallelujah. We overcome by the word of our testimony. Your testimony is going to help somebody else. Your testimony is going to help somebody else when they see, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I was sharing my testimony, amen, with some people on yesterday. They were amazed. They were amazed at just that little small portion of the testimony. You never know how you're helping somebody. Beloved, a lot of times, some of the situations, most of the situations that we go through is not even for us. It's for somebody else. The same way your gifts are not for you. When the Holy Spirit gives you gifts and when you are born again, your gifts are for the body. And so is your testimony. Go and tell. Amen. So when you get finished praying, glory be to God, pray first and then go tell. Pray first and go tell. Hallelujah. Because everybody or to know, it's up to you. If they receive or not, you ain't got nothing to do with that. But you did your part. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. We bless you. Father God, as we go forward today, God, there's somebody that we're going to meet today in the supermarket, standing waiting for the bus or whatever, that you put beside us on purpose. Help us not to miss our opportunities. And help us to open our mouths and tell. God, you say he who wins souls is wise. And help us to speak and minister, Father God, to these individuals in a regular conversation. But lifting up Jesus and planting seeds of salvation into their hearts. And we thank you for using us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is. To God be praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Today, amen, we will be praying at 12 o'clock. Amen, 12 o'clock today. Come on back, amen, and let us pray. Send people to the prayer altar, even if you're not available. Amen, some days, amen, we are not available. And no, I'm not available every day at 12 o'clock. Some days, I like to be, amen. Sometimes I'm listening when I can. Sometimes I'm on an appointment with my earphones on, amen. Just being in the midst of the prayer. It's something supercharging about prayer. But spread the word, amen, and invite people to the prayer altar and let us pray, amen, and keep on praying. Amen. Tonight is our Bible study night. Amen. At 8 o'clock. Amen. I do have to run out of town today. Amen. Lord's willing. I pray I'm back by 8 o'clock to do Bible study. I pray I am. If not, we'll make it work. Amen. We'll make it work. And to God be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. But it is our Bible study night at 8 o'clock. Amen. On social media. Amen. In particular on YouTube. Amen. At Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. YouTube.com/ Dr. Alfreda B. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We want to release a blessing upon each and every one of you as you go forward today, that you will not be in the right place at the wrong time. We pray for our children all the time in this ministry. Please, please don't let a prayer go out of your mouth where you are not praying for our children as they prepare to go back to school. We do not want any flashing news about people being shot up in school, cut up in school. We don't want to hear it this year. We don't want to hear it next year either. Let us protect our babies. They're counting on us. Let us protect our school teachers, our bus drivers. Saints, pray. Pray. Pray like you were sending somebody to school. Because when these little babies go to school, you are sending them to school. They're your babies. They didn't come out of your womb, but they're your babies. They're the children of this generation. They're scared. And rightly so. Let us protect them in prayer. Saturate them in prayer. You don't have nothing to pray for. Amen. Just take 30 minutes and pray for the babies. Got to be well pleased because Jesus loves the children. And you ought to love them too. Father God, we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes. Anoint her, Father, to serve, and we thank you for her. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for opportunities to share the gospel. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for the children. We pray for the first day of school when the little baby dies on the first day of school. So excited to get back to school, probably looking all pretty with a book bag and her little Kremlin dress and all that, and now they're taking her to the cemetery, Father. Our heart is broken. Our heart is broken when we hear this type of news, Father. But, Father God, we pray, Father God, for the children. We pray for their covering. We pray for their protection. We pray that these demons will not be busting up in these schoolhouses this year, Father. These cowards, Father, to take away the lives of these precious souls. And so we pray for divine protection over the schoolhouses and over the children. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Father. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. And we cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We seal this prayer now, Father, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Walk in the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and adds no sorrow to it. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you.
Everyone that receives.